climate change is clearly one of the fundamental problems confronting the world at the moment. And most of the attention, particularly in developing countries, has been paid to trying to reduce the problem via reductions in the emission of greenhouse gases. And that's one very important aspect of tackling climate change. But even if we're successful at mitigating our emissions, we will still be seeing a degree of climate change. And UK SIP's specific focus is on understanding how climate change will impact on the UK society and to help institutions adapt to what those changes might bring before them. I mean, typically you think of the impacts as entirely negative, but there are likely to be some positive ones, potentially in fields of things like agriculture, hospitality industries, but there will also be opportunities for new technologies to be employed. So we're keen to ensure that the UK is actually taking account of climate risks and successfully adapting them. So as we go through this century, we're in a very good position to be able to cope with whatever the climate throws at us. I think that until comparatively recently, the focus has been primarily on that mitigation side of things, and we've had something of a barrier to overcome to get people to think about adapting to a changing climate. But there have been a few things, happening in recent years that have sort of shifted that focus slightly, and now government is putting quite a lot of resources around the activity of adaptation. I mean, I think that the 2003 heat wave, shorter but sharper heat wave in 2006, plus those kind of summer flooding events that we've had recently, have kind of focused attention on what the potential impacts of a changing climate could be. And that's kind of brought the thing to a fore. And there have been sort of contextual changes, political changes, that have also sort of put it up, adaptation up the agenda. One of those has been the 2008 Climate Change Act, which, although the focus of that has tended to still be on mitigation, it has got some substantial components concerned with adapting to climate change. I guess the most fundamental one is that it requires a national risk assessment, which is being carried out at this very moment and is due to report back to the Secretary of State and with a report to Parliament in November 2011. There's also within that Climate Change Act a thing called the reporting powers, which means that the Secretary of State can call on leading public utilities to report on what they see as their risk to their provision arising from climate change and what they're intending to do about it. There's been a consultation process around that, and it now looks as if in the first round something around 100 authorities will be required to report. That's things like telecoms, rail networks, utility providers, and in fact some of the regulators of those activities like Ofwat and Ofcom. Also, although climate change is clearly a global issue, the impacts of climate change are always felt in a particular location, and they're likely to vary quite significantly, even in a country like the UK, from place to place. So local authorities also seem to have a key role in adapting to climate change. Local authorities have also, as always, under a number of reorganisations recently, one of which has been to reduce the perception of a very large number of indicators that they've had to deal with. And in 2008, a new regime was brought in by central government, which instead of requiring them to report on many hundreds of indicators, has reduced the set of indicators that they report against to 198 in a thing called the performance framework. And for the first time, that performance framework includes an indicator on climate change adaptation. And that's been very important at driving local authority work in the area of adaptation. Local authorities have been very good at respond in the UK have been very good at responding to climate change, and it's been on their agenda for at least the last decade. One of the catalysts for that was that in the millennium year, Nottingham City Council ran a conference for local authority leaders in Nottingham, which resulted in the production of a thing called the Nottingham Declaration, which was a voluntary pledge which council leaders and chief executives could sign up to commit themselves to taking actions to minimise the problems of climate change. As in so many things, the initial focus of that was very much on mitigation. But over the years, particularly in the relaunch of the Declaration in 2005, the focus is now more or less equally on the mitigation side of things and the adaptation side of things. And since the relaunch, the vast majority of English local authorities have signed up to the Nottingham Declaration, and there's now an active community involved with it. The partnership that manages the declaration work contains most of the major institutions working on climate change in the UK, including ourselves at UKCIP, the Energy Saving Trust, Carbon Trust, local government association, etc. So there's a good mix of people there, and there's a very active website which contains a lot of advice for local authorities, both on the mitigation of greenhouse gas emissions and the potential for adapting to the inevitable changes in climate. I think there is a potential for that kind of conflict to arise. And one of the things is that particularly in developing countries, the approach to understanding climate change impacts and looking at adaptation strategies has tended to be to use a risk-based process based on the output from climate change models. And typically that involves looking quite a long way into the future. The projections that we used to have in the UK provided information on the 2020s, the 2050s and the 2080s. And that's quite a distant planning horizon compared with most of local authority priorities, which tend to be driven by much shorter term options like yearly budget cycles and four yearly electoral cycles. So there was comparatively little resonance with the way that local authorities thought about problems arising out of that kind of approach using climate models and risk analysis. So at UKCIP we were trying to find a way of overcoming that, and we came up with this notion of what we've called a local climate impacts profile, which essentially encourages local authorities to look back over the last 5 or 10 years at the way that usually extreme weather events, but often maybe slower changes to climate, have actually impacted in their locality, and trying to see how they are vulnerable to, as it were, the current climate as a sort of foundation for moving onwards and planning how they might adapt to changes in the future. We found that a very useful technique. It overcomes that sort of rather distant feeling of looking way into the future using climate models, and it brings things to home. And it's been particularly good for raising awareness amongst both the officers of councils, members of councils, and sometimes the broader community as well. UKCIP is always trying to work to produce improve tools and structures to guide people through the process. And we're looking at local authority work, we're looking at work with businesses, and we also collaborate with government and more of these kind of central initiatives. I guess at the moment, as far as local authorities is concerned, what we are trying to do is to take the lessons that have been learned over the last 3 or 4 years of intensive work with local authorities, and to pull those together so that we can provide sort of greater guidance on particular kinds of service areas that local authorities are concerned with. So we're hoping to initially produce something that might be helpful for people looking at housing issues, and then moving on to look at sort of transport, waste, and all the kinds of things that, that local authorities are concerned with. There's a bit more sort of content, because most of the work that we've done so far has tended to focus on the kind of methods and the kind of processes that people might use to explore it. But that's because we've been involved in that exploration, we're now beginning to get some information that we can use to share around. So everybody won't have to do original work and be reinventing the wheel. Mm-hmm. We hope that there's more work that can be shared. In a sense, I mean, there's some particular issues about getting local authorities is actually a much easier sort of target than business, this, particularly given that to a large extent the UK economy is dominated by small and medium-sized businesses, the so-called SMEs, and it can actually be quite difficult to work with them just because of the way through. An interesting sort of initiative that we're working on at the moment with Islington Council, who have had developed within their borough a very useful climate change partnership, again initially with a focus on mitigation, and it has some 150, 180 members of local businesses, ranging from sort of sole traders up to sort of local branches of the multinationals of Starbucks and McDonald's and things like that. And because that network is well established, we're now exploring with Islington County Council how we can bring concern for adaptation as well as mitigation to their attention. And that's early stages yet, but it appears to be going quite well.